Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And Laura Schwenninger, who is our Cass County Naturalist, is here. So we're probably going to talk about something out in the yard.
Yes,
our
yes.
Backyard, maybe.
Yes.
So
good morning.
Good morning. And what's happening?
Oh, well, we've got our Halloween hike coming up this Saturday on October 22nd. And so that is coming up. We still need plenty of volunteers. We can definitely use your help if you want to still help out. Otherwise, if you want to take your kids out on that hike, it starts at 7 o'clock, and actually our 7 o'clock hike is full. So if you want to come out at 7:10 or 7:20, those hikes are still available. So you can call for your free reservations. This is a free event, and just call to let us know how many people are in your group, a name and phone number, and just call our office.
Do you have a minimum age, not that you require, but you know, I guess people can carry their babies.
Yeah, it is a non-scary hike, so it is appropriate for all ages. You know, 12 and under usually is what we say, but it's appropriate for all ages.
So if you want to be a volunteer, if you want to come and enjoy it, that's great. But if you want to be a volunteer, what are some of the jobs that are available?
Well, we have some tour guide positions open, which that is all just leading the hike, leading that hike of, you know, 10 to 12 people out on the trail, making sure nobody gets lost and everybody stays on track between the actors. And we do still need, we need one more actor. If you want to be a bat or a raccoon, you know, you can have your choice. The bat costume is way awesome.
And everything is ready. I mean, the costume is there. What
yes.
you need to say is there.
Yes.
You're got everything.
All we need is bodies.
Person who's yeah. willing to put on the bat costume.
Yeah, and we have the scripts and everything ready for you. And even if you can't help in that way, we do need treat makers. If you want to make cupcakes or cookies, that sort of thing, if that's your way to help out, that is fine as well. Again, give our office a call for any of those positions or your free reservations.
Okay, and number
is 769-2372.
Are you listed in the current phone book?
I hope so. we're listed under Cold Springs Park.
Okay.
That's how our office is listed under.
Okay, that's good to know. And what about a website?
And our website, you can find us on Facebook if you really want to find us on Facebook as well. Our website is mycountyparks.com, and you just click on Cass County, and you'll find us and
all of our
events
going on. Uh-huh.
And it can save it right to your email. It saves the events right to the email. So we've got all of our fall events out there. So if you are thinking of things to come in November and December, those events are out there already.
And you could also get a newsletter in your email.
Yes, newsletter by email or mail. Again, if you don't get those, you can call our office or email me or find it on the website. There's a email link right there to it.
Okay, because that's a good way to keep up to also.
Oh,
just
yes.
Just kind of remind you, sort of forget that, I could check that. It'll just come right there and remind you. So we've talked about the event that's right now going to happen this weekend. But you have another little contest going on.
Yeah, we do. We do have the Swan Contest going on. If you haven't gotten your name in for the Swan Contest, which is predicting when those swans are going to arrive to the Shilberg Quarry, right now I know Thanksgiving week is full in November. So if you're looking for an early date, there's plenty available. Or if you're looking for a later after Thanksgiving, there's still some available on that week as well. What we do is you just call in, leave your name, phone number, and your guess. And if that date is not taken, we write you down. If it is taken, we call you back and get another date from you. And you can win a 8x10 print this year.
Oh, something different than a t-shirt.
Than a t-shirt this year.
Oh,
so.
That's great. In the past, what's the range been? October or something?
The
November?
Earliest they have shown up in the last 13 years is Halloween. But they average either right around that week of Thanksgiving, which is why it's probably so popular, or the week before Thanksgiving. And so last year was an early year. That was kind of a different one. It was November 5th. And so we only take the reservations till the 11th anyway, just in case they're not here. But you can guess anytime in November, or if you want to guess Halloween, or you can guess into December.
Okay. Because it could happen. It's
yeah,
not, it's
they been... have been here as late as Christmas.
Oh, okay.
So they're kind of all over the place, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're
excited for that. We're getting, after the Halloween hike, we'll be getting ready for those swans. That's
yes,
for sure.
Yes. And how are the swan deflectors?
Flappers.
On the,
yes. Yeah.
How are those
they're
working out?
They're going really good. The DNR has contacted the company we got ours from. They're really thinking those ones might be the best ones. So another wintering site north of here used some different ones. And so we used some different ones, and they're all kind of, it's a trial.
It's been a little experiment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So far the DNR is really pleased with us because we didn't have any injuries last year at all, except a leg injury, which was probably from flying or landing. So,
okay.
So that was the only injury we had last year. And
that's
so that wasn't due to town.
Yeah.
It wasn't due to the power lines.
That's great news. Great news.
Yes.
And what about the numbers? What's kind of the range of numbers that you expect?
The average last year was 33 of the swans. Our highest was actually was only 42 was our highest day. So, in years past, we've had upwards of 50 out there. So,
okay. So it's always a surprise. Mother Nature always keeps us guessing as what's going to happen next. And let's see, there was something we were talking about, red foxes. I'm wondering if
we're
going to
have we're going to have a red fox out on our hike as well. But
okay.
We have one in our freezer ready to taxidermy. So if you're thinking that would be a great memorial for a family member, or even like we can have more than one person go in on getting this red fox mounted. It's going to cost about $750. And so we're looking for some help and somebody that would want a plaque or some sort of way to be recognized or remember that person with our red fox.
Okay. Or an organization. Might
or an organization. Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
What, like whoever,
a,
whatever.
Yeah. Like a 4-H group or something like that.
Yeah. And so then after you get it taxidermied, we know you're going to have that happen. What happens to it?
We have it down at our office, and then we also use it for educational purposes. We usually do like to make them a little mobile so we can load them up and take them into a classroom. Amazingly, they are amazingly light once they get taxidermied. they're not heavy,
okay.
except my trumpeter swan. But that's because
he's heavy,
he's a heavy guy.
Well, they're bigger than we think they are from a distance.
Yes, yes.
And talking about education, now, do you on a regular basis go into some of the classrooms, or how does that work?
Yeah, we do have a couple classrooms or whole grades that schedule me every month. So, and that's been fantastic. That's been working out. So we certainly are busier right now getting around to some of the schools and school districts right now. BAT programs are popular. Of course, it's October. Next month will be turkeys.
Okay. Does that happen all year or pretty much in the fall?
Almost all year.
Okay. They're, but if you don't happen to be in a classroom, that doesn't mean that you can't have a program at your group, I guess.
Yes, yep. We go out and do senior groups, and we do nursing homes. We do mommy and me's, that sort of thing. So we accommodate whatever you're looking for.
And Laura's always got something in the works. I just mentioned that last evening or a couple nights ago, she helped the Master Gardeners make water barrels, rain barrels.
Rain barrels, we had a rain barrel workshop.
Yeah.
And look for more of those to come this spring, too. Iowa Western will hopefully be working on some of those.
Okay, great. What about a couple mention? I know you have something planned for December. I think you have a Christmas decorator. When's that happening? What's that about?
Yep, we are having natural holiday decorating this year in Saturday, December 3rd, and our birdhouse workshop is Sunday, November 20th. So if you're looking for those, again, go out onto our website. Those can give you can set yourself a reminder, and those do have pre-registered dates. So if you do want to get your name in early, just give my office a call.
Okay.
And we can write you down.
Okay, let's mention the event this weekend.
Yes, the Halloween hike, Wild Eyes in the Night. So you're going to see some interesting wild eyes out there on our hike. And it starts at 7. The hikes leave every 10 minutes, so call for your free reservations, your name, phone number, and what how many people are in your group and what time you want to depart. And that is at Sunnyside here in Atlantic.
Okay. So get on out there, either volunteer or plan to take your friends and neighbors and kids and whoever to go on this Halloween hike, a fun one.
Yes.
Okay. Until next time, after saying thank you to Laura Schweniger for being here, the naturalist for Cass County, think about this. Put your focus on the journey, and the destination takes care of itself.